Who bears the responsibility for the opioid crisis in this country? 2 decades and more than 200,000 overdose deaths later, today is a first in the opioid epidemic that aims to answer that crucial question. The first landmark federal opioid trial begins this morning in Cleveland. 6 companies that earned billions of dollars making, distributing, and selling opioids are being sued by 2 counties in Ohio. The trial is seen as a bellwether test. The jury's decision will establish liability for the entire drug industry for the role that it played fueling the epidemic. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann covers opioid litigation for NPR. He joins us from Cleveland. Brian, thanks for being here.
Hi, Rachel.
These companies being sued include some big names: Walgreens, McKesson, Cardinal Health. They were all hoping to avoid a trial, right? To try to negotiate a settlement, even up to the last minute. What happened? Why couldn't they get that done?
Yeah, it was pretty intense in the last days. Top executives flew here to Cleveland to meet with the judge overseeing this case, and a source involved with the talks told NPR companies were offering $1 billion a year over the next 18 years and also offering to donate billions of dollars worth of prescription drugs to be used to help people suffering from addiction. That sounds like a lot, but given the scope of this epidemic, you know, hundreds of thousands of Americans dead, many more suffering now from addiction. Communities and some state attorneys general, they just wanted companies to pay more.
Yeah. So now the trial's going forward. Thousands of communities obviously are going to be watching this. Just describe what's on the line for them.
Yeah, I've been speaking over the last year to a lot of local officials and first responders, medical professionals, and they just say they need money to fight this epidemic, to pay for things like law enforcement and hospitals and foster care programs. A lot of people are still dying in this epidemic, so if there is a big payout, that money could save lives. Critics of the drug industry say there's something else at stake here too, Rachel, a sense of accountability and justice. Catherine Clark is a congresswoman I spoke with in Massachusetts.
We have to make an example of this corporate greed that delivered such devastation to communities throughout this country.
So, you know, there's a lot of anger out there. This trial is going to test whether that anger really translates into arguments that hold up in court. I should add that Johnson & Johnson lost a civil trial this summer in a state court in Oklahoma. So, you know, if the industry loses again here in this federal court, it will start to look like a trend.
So how do they avoid that? What arguments are the companies making?
Well, their big argument is that they're selling a highly regulated product that you can't buy without a prescription. The federal government did know all along how many pills they were selling. So, you know, the companies are going to make the case to this jury that it was a regulatory failure, a government failure, and not a corporate failure.
I understand there's a new argument being made here by the communities who are doing the suing in this case. It's around a public nuisance claim. Can you explain this?
Yeah, this is actually fascinating, Rachel, and it could have big ramifications. These opioid lawsuits claim the drug companies created a public nuisance selling these medications so aggressively. Public nuisance law has never been used in exactly this way before, so this part's experimental. And some conservative legal thinkers, especially those working for the drug industry, hope the jury won't go for it. They say the job of solving big public problems like the opioid epidemic should belong to state legislatures and Congress, not the courts. Here's Luther Strange. He's a former Republican senator from Alabama, now a private attorney working for members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma. He spoke about these public nuisance lawsuits to a gathering of the Federalist Society.
I've actually written on this recently because it is a blooming problem. It gums up the system. It prevents the ease of settlement of large cases. Now, in the opioid world, you have 2,000 towns and cities and municipalities.
Now, I should say Purdue Pharma is not on trial in this case. They filed for bankruptcy last month, so their liability is being hashed out in a different court. But this federal trial is going to impact the rest of the industry, testing whether thousands of these public nuisance lawsuits will hold up. If they do hold up in this court, the payouts could be on the scale of the tobacco settlements of the 1990s.
Wow. Brian Mann with North Country Public Radio. He's covering the federal opioid trial in Cleveland. Brian, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.